Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. Good morning. I am a little delayed. I was chatting a little too much with everyone here in the office, but happy Friday. And how are you doing? I'm sure you found my little caption at the top of this Facebook post to be a little odd, which is, don't type that at me. And what do I mean by it? So I'm just going to get right into it. And this is basically going to be about communication with people. You know, I made a post yesterday about a commercial deal that I ended up working on in one of the most, not in a place that I expected. But I will get into that in a moment. But, okay, so I used to teach communication. I was a professor at George Brown and in Europe. So communication is you know, it's something that I know, and I know how important verbal and nonverbal communication is, meaning the message that you can get from someone from an email or text as opposed to in person is so much different. And when we actually get to a little bit later on where we actually kind of discuss the differences between the two, I'd really like to have some of your input on this. So good morning, I'm Catherine Lucadu, the broker owner here at the Property Gallery. I am doing this from my office this morning because there's a lot of traffic coming through. We have the agents in here working and collaborating together, which I absolutely love. I can hear them talking now and exchanging ideas, and one is giving the other one some help in an area, which is fantastic because that's what we want, right? We want collaboration. We don't have to keep secrets. There's really nothing secretive in business. All the business information is out there. We just have to help each other. So I'm so happy that I hear them chatting and talking and collaborating. So yesterday I was at a real estate conference, and one of the guest speakers there, she was talking about which is sort of the nonverbal communication and the way we are communicating with each other these days. And first I'll start off with this a little example. So it was probably about a year ago, and my son was at school, to college, and I was quickly texting him, and I didn't realize that I had everything in caps. You know, we have, you know, you can, if you double click on your iPhone, everything will turn to caps. So I was in a hurry, so I sent him a quick message. Everything was in caps. And his message back to me is, stop shouting at me. I said, well, what is he talking about? I'm not shouting. But lo and behold, I found out that when you write everything in caps, it's supposed to be taken as you shouting or yelling. So I thought, oh, okay, that's interesting. You know, and then now we have more emojis coming out. And we have, you know, the laughing emoji, and then we have the emoji that's, I think, a little shy, and other ones. Now, the interesting thing is that if you don't know what each of these emojis represents, you may actually be sending the wrong emoji to someone, or emoticon, meaning your message gets skewed. So my question to begin this little chat this morning is, how many of you have sent a text to someone that was completely misunderstood because of an emoji that you put in? You know, last night I was kind of looking for some examples, and I was in fits of laughter at about 10:30 last night because of these texts that I was reading from, whether it was mothers to their sons or a husband to a wife, or if it was someone calling into their boss and typing in something quickly. And as you know, autocorrect will change some of these words into the most ridiculous sounding words, or sometimes in a sexual nature, which is not what you meant. How many of you could actually say that this has happened to you, that you've sent a text to a client, to a customer, or to someone who you know, but it totally got changed around and you didn't even notice it? I find this happens a lot when we text the words into our phone while we're driving, which of course we're not supposed to be doing. So that brings me to the topic today, is how our messages can get misunderstood when we are sending a text or an email to, whether it is a client or it's a friend or a family member. How many of you have, you know, you've written basically a paragraph of information into a text and you send that text over and the answer you get back is K, the letter K, and you kind of sit back going, all right, so is that K, everything is okay? Is it K, I get your point? Is it K, I really don't care what you have to say? What does that mean? And I find that this is where we're kind of left with these days. And I know that it definitely started at least 10 years ago, because when I was teaching at George Brown and I was teaching communication, I had my culinary students who were doing business writing and, you know, how to write letters to a potential restaurant and things like that. And I gave them a writing assignment. And once I received that writing assignment back, this particular student had written "your" with "you are" in an essay in college. So, you know, I circled it, as teachers do, highlight in red or whatever the case is. And then I gave it back to him and I said, you know, you have to use proper English language. That's what's expected of you in a college essay. And he looked at me and he said, well, I don't understand what the problem is. And I said, well, "you are" is actually not a word, it's "your." So I said, that's the proper word that you need to use. And he looked at me puzzled, because we are so used to the short form of writing in a text that we almost carry it over now into normal language for business or for everyday usage. So, you know, here's where this story sort of comes back to yesterday. So I was doing a commercial deal. It's a large deal, and you know, there were a lot of different facets to it, a lot of details, and I was waiting to hear back, you know, as to where the sellers stood, you know, what it is that they're looking for, so that I can go back to my client and discuss it. So I was waiting for a phone call. So finally, the agent called me. She said, okay, it's a little complicated, and there's a lot of writing that's been done on the offer, and it also has to go to Europe because that's where the other person, and I could hear almost the same noise that I was hearing. And she said, listen, this is going to be hours because I'm at a conference. And I said, are you at a conference downtown? She's like, oh yeah, I'm at the OREA conference. I said, perfect, I'm here too. Come up to the lobby and let's work this out. So she came up the escalator, we sat down. She pulled out her phone, showed me all the writing that had been done there, all the notes that had been made. She got on the phone with her client in Toronto. I got on the phone with my client. I explained everything. She explained everything. Lo and behold, within an hour, we were able to discuss everything that probably would have taken 1 to 2 days in emails by the time every correction had been discussed, by the time I had gone back to my client by telephone and hers and so on. So the moral of this story or chat here is, you know, sometimes we kind of have to go back to the face-to-face communication, which is where we started. You know, with the inventions of our phones, as great as they are, and email, as fantastic as that is, it's not always the fastest way to get our point across to people. And it's not always the best way, because as you know, face-to-face communication, which is what I'm doing right now with you, I don't know that I could necessarily have gotten this point across in a post on Facebook. You know, words are fantastic, but I think the spoken word is where we really get our point across. So here's what I would say. If you are in a situation where, you know, you need to get your point across, you know, the telephone probably is a little bit better than the text or email, but there is nothing like sitting in front of someone, looking at their eye contact, looking at what their face says, because when you're talking on a phone to someone, they could be rolling their eyes, they could be doing all kinds of hand gestures, you've got no idea. But when you are face to face with them and you can focus on what it is that they're talking about to you and show them that you're listening, because you don't know that someone's actually listening to you. How many times have you been on the phone and you're on your computer at the same time and you can hear them, but you're not actually listening to them? So that is what I am saying here. Just, you know, look at someone face to face. The unspoken word many times is far more, is far stronger than the spoken word, you know. And I don't know if any of you have realized this, but when you are talking to someone, sometimes you can get mixed signals, because the information that you're getting from their nonverbal communication, you know, their face, their eyes, their, just their posture, you know, or their hands crossed, which means maybe they're not as warming up to you as you may think. Are they a little distant? Are they very close? You know, all these things, they play a part in how we communicate with people. So that's my message, is that as wonderful as technology is, and as wonderful as it is in most of the time speeding up our work, it doesn't always do a great job in communicating the message that we really want to send to someone. And, you know, if you do find that your text is getting lost or your message is getting lost, just pick up the phone and talk to someone. Better yet, do FaceTime, you know, do Skype. There are so many ways to actually see someone now and be able to talk to them. So just in case you were tuning in, we were talking about verbal versus nonverbal communication and how messages can get lost in text. I'm Catherine Lucado, the broker owner here at the Property Gallery. And let me just make sure I covered everything. Yes. One last thing is, be intentional in your messaging. What does that mean? Many times, you know, someone asks us something in a text, or we're asked a question. It would be good if we are intentional in the way that we answer that person, meaning just think about what it is that you'd like to say, rather than just start texting right away some answer which that person is actually relying on. Or, you know, we want people to value what it is that we ask them or what we tell them. And sometimes when we don't take the time or actually focus on what it is that we're looking at, you know, the meaning just goes out the window. So be intentional, you know, in what you do. Focus. So someone sends you a message, just stop. Focus on answering that person and then move on. You get an email, stop. Focus on the message that's in that email and then move on. You know, we try and multitask. Sometimes we're sending it in a car at a stoplight, which we're not supposed to do. Or we're talking to someone. Oh, and hang on a second, let me just answer this person. Rather than doing things like that, just stop what you're doing and help that person out. So, last thing, coming on Monday here at the Property Gallery, we have our office meeting, and I am going to do something different, which is what I love doing. Is there is going to be a collaboration on Monday's office meeting. We are going to be talking about septic and social media, the two most opposite topics of the spectrum, But we are going to be doing it in a collaborative way. So stay tuned Monday morning at 9:30. I will introduce you to the person who we will be collaborating with for that particular morning. Have a wonderful weekend. I hope, you know, I didn't tell you anything new that you don't know today, but sometimes it's a little reminder to, you know, put down the phone, pick up the real phone, talk or meet someone. Just meet them. Talk to them in person. Face to face is still pretty awesome. Have a great weekend and I'll see you on Monday. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Find me on Facebook with any of your questions or comments at Catherine Lucadu.